Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Discos brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo' Thugs South, plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC, and this is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
So it is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, gotta admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitz now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order, enjoy, let us know on Twitter or K100Questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at GetBlitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts, too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt, too. The Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitz aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got cherry. And actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even... you know, watching a movie like Disco said, and now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, and it enhances everything that I'm doing. It. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get a glitz, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get blitz at getblitz.com. Boom.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
stopping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be dropping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang. just act like you know, and homie, stop front.
If you stomping, I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787, and those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks, making sure you suckers feel me every time we buzz. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feet up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clock up in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be dropping,
bang the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing,
bang the dang, the dang, dang.
We be
oh my god, horrible video. Like, this girl, this like kid, like the 14-year-old kid, like she got beat up by a bunch of people, like
adults or kids.
It was just very disturbing to watch.
Right.
Because like they just kept hitting this poor girl, like and she got hit like 50 times.
Holy yeah.
And like and, the funny, like people talk about like, hey, who's taking the video and why are you not like stopping? You know what I'm saying? That there's something very perverse about this culture where any video of like,
yeah, they like taping tragedy, fight, hoping that it'll go viral,
right?
Yeah, make some money. Bro, because what happens is this is like everything else. When you see wrestlers, right? Let's say you see you're a fan and or even a wrestler, and you see somebody like Randy Orton, right? And everybody wants to be like him, but there's only a couple, you know.
Right?
People see that people get online, and for the stupidest shit, it goes viral and they get paid right. And everybody wants to get that easy payday. You know what I'm saying? Right. Instead of, hey, there's a tragedy happening here and you're trying to profit off of it and you don't give a fuck that she's getting beat up.
Well the thing
especially
is,
if it's a special needs kid, like, come on.
Well, not even that. Okay. This is a problematic thing that's happened with the polarization of social media and stuff. Is when people post like situations where there's black kids or black people beating up on white people, the reaction is that, well, that's kind of like racist pointing it out because you're trying to like demonize black people for doing it. But bro, like across all races, there's videos like this all the time that you're seeing now, like people glorifying people getting beat, like people posting people getting beat up and like praising it. And
you know who was one of the first people to, well, not first, but they really made a business out of it.
Right.
Did you ever see like when they would do those World Star videos?
Right.
Yeah.
And they'd scream World Star while the guy's getting his ass whipped.
Wow. And, and like you're looking at this as going like, you know, and the worst thing about it is that people immediately point to the racial aspect of it instead of like, dude, this is terrible behavior. Like, you know, this is universally.
Yeah, be, regardless.
You know, no matter who you are, it's like, you know, people that are constantly like, you know, like mobs of kids that are people attacking people and glorifying it. I don't know. It's just like, it just seems like.
Yeah, but that's the way it is, bro. How many videos have you seen of people in a fight and there's a circle around them and everybody's taping it?
Yeah.
You know? And you know, it's like it's just a different generation, you know, like
bad. What's the girl's name?
Bad body. And
wow, right. Like look how it turned out for her. Shit. But there's a big difference now, too, where kids today, like, they don't like they'll take a kid's head and kick it into a curb and just stomp and shit. And they, I don't know if they're just all super violent or they don't understand the consequences.
This is more aggressive, bro. You
black morality.
It's a more aggressive society. That's what it is.
Less
respect.
And you're seeing the decline of religion. Like, you know, a lot of kids are being raised less religiously, which are there. And let's face it, I'm not into organized religion.
It has too much to do with being violent.
Well, I think it does. If you're raising somebody in a religious household, you're generally not raising them violently. Like you're teaching good morals and stuff, and all that.
Dude, unless you're ultra religious, all religious people are violent. They don't give a fuck. They don't think about. Yes, a lot of people. Bro, I live in a fucking Cuban, and I go to a Mexican country where everybody's fucking Catholic, and there's a lot of violence there.
I'm saying that, but generally speaking, okay, if you took non-religious people and religious people. And
maybe violence, speaking, but I don't think it has. I don't think it has.
I would argue that, like,
the DI. You can argue then you'd probably be right. I'm saying that I don't think the fact that you're religious or not has anything to do with violence, because when people get mad, they get mad and they're not thinking of
I would bring up the rise of violence is a statistic, and the decrease in religious
correlation.
And there's merit there.
As they more and more took religion out of Christianity out of schools, you could probably make a chart out of that. Christianity out of schools, violence up, maybe. Maybe.
I want to give a basic take on religion. Yeah. Okay. The basic principles of Western Christian religion are generally the way that society bases its laws. Don't steal, don't kill, don't cheat on your wife with somebody else's wife. The basic things, that's taught religiously, right? But if you're not being taught, religion, you don't know that those were kind of religious commandments, okay? So if we're taught, don't cheat, do the basic laws of society, but you're not a religious person, you're still getting taught basically the same thing of good morality, the way you want to guide your life, right? So my thing is if that deteriorates over time, and people are not
taught. It is deteriorating.
It is.
Big time.
I'm saying that we're just going to get more people that don't think that stealing, killing, coveting, the commandments are not relevant.
Those are societal rules, and if you don't know them, then that's on you.
Well, that's the thing, but they're not being double taught.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll be inviting everyone over. From barbecues to girls' night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy, the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium 4-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium-iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year. And, you should be back in the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, and the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySups.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySups.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySups.com. And don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout. And we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySups.com.
Free speaker, huh? Ooh.
What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Cool.
They've been great. Marcello, I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Supps. Boom. Okay, but here's the thing. I think, and I would think you would agree with me, that's a way bigger issue, you know, drug-addicted parents, which we didn't see when we were growing up.
Well, there's definitely...
The proliferation of medication that they don't fucking need.
Right. Because
all these guys that, when you read their backstory, almost all of them to a T, Disco, all these school shooters all had mental problems.
Right.
All of them.
Yeah.
And they were all on the same kind of SSRIs.
I think that's way bigger than religion.
Well, this is what I was getting into. I want to do my basic take on religion. That's my one of my basic takes, but I'm very against organized religion.
Right.
Okay. Which basically is a for profit, just recently they did this chick that's, I guess she's a reporter for CBS. And she did, by the way,
I got to put over that old school Atlanta logo because that's what I grew up with, Hank Aaron. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And who has a shirt?
The shirt.
Oh, it's him.
That's me.
Is that you? Does it say she's a lady?
This is a Durbin shirt. This is a Durbin shirt. But I want to say this is that you have the organized religion, okay, and the people that are basically like the prophets of like I question where does religion come into, like if you're watching a televangelist on TV and the guy's like asking for your credit card number, okay, and like that, you know, that's the mixed bag for me. It was like they're preaching to get your money. Okay, I'm like that I'm completely against that.
And you know what's so bad about it? Those are the people that are the most needy, that have the most faith, and those are the people you're fucking. It's almost like when remember when Trump did that. Remember when Trump?
It's 100% work.
Yeah, remember when Trump was like asking people for money and he was keeping it, and then the whole fucking thing with the university. Wait a minute, I'm not trying to get on Trump. We know he's a con man, and he makes me laugh. Okay, but I thought of when Trump did that, I was like, bro, these are the people that believe in you the most and you're fucking them over. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Rupert Murdoch like had Trump to it. Like, what was Trump good at?
Right.
He's saying Trump is good at branding.
Right.
Like he's never a good businessman. All his businesses are like, you know, he's had Trump and Atlantic City.
Yeah, and he's a lot
of stuff is probably on a bankruptcy, but he's,
you know,
excellent.
He's that type of guy that you can imagine, Disco, like at a fucking... like a New York socialite thing, and he's just working the crowd, and everybody's loving him. You know what I'm saying? Like
I'm a billionaire.
Right.
I make a lot of money here. Well, listen to me. I've got a bunch of good ideas. Like, you know, the guy did have some good ideas, but like ultimately, you know, the guy was like a professional wrestler. Cut good promos, good branding, you know, locker room.
Bullshitting people, good one-liners.
Build the wall, like as of this catch, he knew how, because, you know.
He'll definitely talk chicks with you if you want, you know.
He loves sports, so we love him for that.
Right.
You know, he did shows with WWE back in the day.
The funniest thing, even though Trump is full of shit, like the rest of them.
Right.
People looked at the guy like he was kind of more honest than the politicians. And
which
he was still full
sad.
Of shit. Right. like literally both of them, like your legacy politicians.
Because bro, he did one thing that to me was genius. The one thing to me that he did was genius. He's had a couple, but this was the most in a time when all white guys were feeling ostracized by blacks and women and gays and Latinos and everybody else. He was like, I'm representing you guys.
Right.
And it was a wrap because there was a lot of those motherfuckers.
And you know how he can get that? You know how that works now too, Conan, is you're seeing a lot of, there's even more change because with all the migrants coming in now, your blacks and Latinos and stuff, they're feeling ostracized because they're not getting the care and services the migrants are getting. So now Trump's we own them in too. No, I'm on your side. They want to give everything to the migrants. I'm here for you.
The Democrats' epic fail was letting the migrant situation get the legal migrant situation.
They're going to lose a lot.
Completely out of control.
Lose a lot of support.
And even while they were saying. Like everybody, the mothers are like, if this is out of control, they were saying, no, the border.
And then Trump. Trump trumped him and he did something brilliant. Listen to what I'm about to tell you, which you already know. Trump trumped him because he told all the Republicans, make sure that doesn't pass so I can get the credit. Wait a minute. That was a brilliant move. Bro, Joe Biden came out and said, hey, I can do it. Or we can do it together. This guy's not even the president. He's already like saying, I can't do this without your help.
Right.
Trump's like, yeah, well, you ain't getting my help, motherfucker.
Let me say where was
really
this, is where the left doesn't want to tell this side of the story. Okay. The fact is that all of the border policies were Trump policies that were overturned by Biden with the stroke of a pen. So he changed DACA, remained in Mexico. He got rid of all that.
Everything that Trump did, pretty much.
You know, and made it easy for people to come over, right? The thing is now what Biden's trying to do is he could, with the stroke of a pen, go back to the previous Trump policies that were working way better than these were. Like nobody can argue that, right?
Right.
But he doesn't want to because that will give Trump the win. Now he's trying to kick it to the House. To try to make them like, okay, let's do a bipartisan bill. And Trump's saying, no. This is on you. Don't try to kick it to the Republicans, to the Congress. You have the ability to reverse this back with the stroke of a pen. And that's a good political move.
Right.
He like can change the policy by saying, okay, I went back to Trump's policies. But there's no way he'll do that. So he's trying to kick it to the Republicans and try to have Congress pass a law to say, and like Trump's telling Congress that don't pass that.
Yeah,
and it's the bro that's politics. It's not solving the problem at all, but it's such a hotbed political issue. Trump's position is smart, but it's not helping the country.
And
both Trump and Biden right now are both screwing over the border policy.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Trump is like saying, okay,
over who gets the credit.
This is the
biggest issue to people.
It is.
It can't be third. The economy second, but the economy actually got better. But let's put that to the side.
Yeah.
So now the thing is the border issue, which is a real issue, dude. I like when Abrams and all these, you know, the guy from New York, you know, the mayor.
Adams.
He was like, yeah, you know, bring in the migrants. You know, yeah, we'll take them in. And then
Sanctuary city.
We're a sanctuary. Philly did it too.
Which is virtue signaling to the maximum. Let's welcome all these illegals. All right, cool. Let's send them all there.
Right. So we see a viral video of the illegals beating up a fucking guy on the subway. A couple cops, right?
Yeah.
And then the second one was Adams coming out and saying, we've got 100,000 migrants we have to feed, we have to take care of. We have to give them clothing. We have to give them shelter.
Yeah.
We cannot continue. Listen, or it will destroy New York.
Yeah.
Dude,
plus you're doing that at the
end. You know how bad the left looks on that and now the right is.
Horrible.
I told you all over
the sanctuary city stupid policy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay, let's use this policy. You're letting them all come in. We're sending them to you because you're the ones that say, We're gonna let the illegals like flourish.
Did you see the guy? The governor of Texas, Abbott, on 60 mm-hmm. Minutes this week?
No.
Where the lady's going? Oh, what gives you the authority to put up these? You know, because he's got like these big pieces of wood with like
trying to keep them legal.
Right. He goes, well, the federal government isn't doing their job, so I'm gonna do it. You know.
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
And people
see that and they agree.
And they see it in the poll. And then you poll, okay, is Biden's approval rate is going down and Trump's approval rate is going up? It's like,
bro, the left is dropping the ball on so many things.
Yeah.
So many things.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for,
trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
On this episode of Plant Killers, we'll explore one nation's most notorious fruit and vegetable killer, bad dirt. What makes bad dirt so bad? The answer? The ingredients. But fear not, true crime enthusiasts. This story has a happy ending. New Miracle-Gro Organic Raised Bed and Garden Soil. It's made with quality organic ingredients from upcycled green waste like compost and aged bark. Unlike the other guys who can't say the same. Looks like bad dirt's murdering days are over, thanks to Miracle-Gro. Join us next time on Plant Killers.
MikeDurbin.com. You can get the WCW-esque Conan in that K-Dog Wolfpack style. Man, this Conan might be Bendy of the year right now.
I really told you.
Yo. Let me speak on this. Mike Durbin Productions exclusive.
Conan, I was the most impressed with Conan, man. It's like undercover Bendy of the year. It's a really nice figure. The do-rag is freaking awesome in person. I love the exclusive with the WCW packaging. I love this one with the camo. It's really nice.
And I will say, a figurine expert who went to TJ on Friday, Matt Cardona, put it over as being a good figurine as far as figurines go.
Yo, hold on, let me speak on this. Exclusive Mike Durbin Productions, K-Dog. Look at that. Listen to K-Dog keeping it 100, logo on the back. MikeDurbin.com. Get it right now. Low key might be Bendy of the year. Go get it.
And another big thing that's going to hurt Biden too is Israel Palestine, because that's become more heated than ever, which is crazy to say about such a, you know, decades long.
Honestly, Joe
can't win. Di is what I mean.
I don't think that the Israel Palestine issue, because, bro, you go on social media, the only people that are talking about this every single day are like the Israeli people.
I see a lot of people.
You look at Ben Shapiro's like Twitter feed now. Every single day he brings this up. Like literally every single day.
The other side went to the Seattle Needle and they stopped traffic because they were fucking.
And they're saying that
the problem with Joe is that he's caught between a rock and a hard place. You got to pick a side, and he hasn't. On one side, we're Israeli allies for a long time, okay? Yeah. And on the other side, the guy's dropping food, airlifting food into Gaza so he doesn't look bad. You've already looked bad.
All right.
The fact that they fucking did all this killing and have ruined the fucking place.
He's losing votes from both sides.
Here's the basic supporters.
Yeah.
Here's a basic perspective. It's not like a right or a left issue. Okay. This is the basic dynamics in Gaza, right? Now, the funniest thing is like they keep saying like.
The reason I said Republican thing is because Joe loves Trump and he hates Biden.
I don't love Trump.
Well, you love your Republican 1,000%.
I'm Republican, but I do hate Biden. Yeah.
And he hates Biden with a passion. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. So Hamas, okay, you see a lot of right-wing pundits and everything, but people are constantly calling them a terrorist organization. Pierce Morgan said this, I mean, we condemn Hamas, they're a terrorist organization. But Hamas is literally, and it was, it happened years ago, but they were literally the elected government. They're the elected government in Gaza.
Right.
Like Hamas is like, so their tactics of the way they, you know, fight again, like basically like Hamas was basically came because I did a lot of research in there. And I wanted to choose a side in this of like who was the righteous side, right? You have to go back before like where before Hamas got elected. Dude, like the Israelis are basically occupying the Gazans. Okay, the Palestinians there, they can't go anywhere. They can't like, you know, but they treat them like shit. Okay, so Hamas comes to like they're the PLO. They got elected to like run Gaza and everything. But then Hamas came in and they were under the premise we're going
to the precursor to Hamas was the Palestinian Liberation Organization, okay. Yasser Arafat.
Yeah. So Hamas came in under the guise of we are going to destroy Israel. Now you're talking to a group of people that have basically been like, you know, like treated like prisoners. Okay, and you have these basically this organization comes in. Hamas and say, we're going to liberate you. We're going to destruct Israel. They got elected. So it's like electing Trump. And if Trump ever became like a fascist, like Hitler, or wanted to exterminate Jews, like you could argue like, okay, well, he got elected by people. There's like 80 million people that elected the guy, right? So Hamas got elected, okay? So when they did this, the January 7th thing, people like that originally, the original people that elected Hamas and supporters looked at that as like, okay, we're finally fighting back against the Jewish oppression.
Oh, you mean October? And
October 7th.
October, yeah. Okay.
What did I say? Did I say something?
January. It's
October 7th. Yeah. So October 7th happens, and there's a lot of support because the reason Hamas got elected is because the Israelis have been treating the Palestinians like shit. Brother, they're randomly like killing people, imprisoning kids. Like, kids will throw rocks at the police to put them in jail for 5 years and shit. This ridiculous stuff, the way they're treating those people there, right? So Hamas now, you know, comes in, but, you know, they're taking hostages. And it's like, all right, you know.
I understand, but
how do you condone, like, if you're sympathetic to the Palestinians in Gaza, and if you're sympathetic to Hamas, do you think there's a genocide going on and something? Dude, you're still holding hostages. It's like, I don't know, on the spectrum of the international, perspective, but holding hostages is a shitty thing.
Yeah, but I think in their mindset, Disco, maybe they're thinking if we hold hostages, we may get some of the things we want.
That's fine. But
or they can't just blow us out of the...
You're still telling people that want to be sympathetic to your cause, like, all right, why are you still...
Well, what else can they do? They've been getting fucked over for 40 years.
This is my point. You're making the point. Who do you choose? Which side do you choose? Both sides are horrible. It's like one side is like, you know, beating up the other side, and like the other side's taking hostages.
Well, I think the problem is Netanyahu's probably been the most right leader they've ever had. Okay, and he doesn't want to make any concessions. One of the things that they wanted to do was, hey, because they don't like the PLO over there, because the guy Abbas, he's kind of like guy that was put in by the West. Like, mm-hmm. They really like Hamas, like you said, because they, you know. But the problem that I see here is that, you know, they're trying to tell Israel, hey, let us govern our own city. And they're like, no, we're going to govern it, you know.
Yeah.
And they don't want that anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so the problem here is it's hard to pick a side for me.
Right.
I just think that they need to get to the table and negotiate, because a lot of, you know, it's a lot of people are being killed unnecessarily.
Let me ask you then,
Israel, though, they've wanted to come to the peace table. But Palestine's deal is, we eradicate you. That's it. No, I'm asking, like, let's say it was changed, right? You're in Georgia. Florida, you know, hates Georgia. The Floridians are teaching their kids we're going to kill all the people from Georgia. How would you treat somebody from Florida? You know, it's all Israel treating Palestinians bad.
If you're a leader, Feeney, you sit down and you discuss it and you're civil and you work it out for the best of both parties. You don't just think about yourself.
There's
a leadership problem there, there needs to be an intermediary, which they've done before with the United States and other countries, and they still can't come to a solution. I just think there needs to come a point where countries get together and go, we're stopping aid. We're stopping anything, weapons, unless you guys get this shit fixed.
Well, we got
7 days to fix it.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island is now open weekends.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
They say plants like music. Yeah, no, like really, they respond to the vibrations of it, which means that this playlist you're listening to, the plants are too. You know what else plants like? Organic soil from Miracle-Gro. It's made with all the best stuff like wood fiber and compost. Plus, it's OMRI certified organic, which officially means it's made with superior ingredients. And when you give your plants the stuff that makes them happy, they won't judge you on your iffy playlist.
Hear that, plants?
So go ahead and give them Miracle-Gro.
Well, here's a funny thing. There's so much disinformation going on, too.
Right.
Is that when they drop aid into Gaza,
right.
Okay, and, like, people are, like, they're the same, well, you know, they'll go, well, Hamas, he steals the aid. It's like, dude, Hamas is the governing body. If the shit gets dropped in, they're the ones that are supposed to distribute it. Like, you know, there's so much, like, misinformation.
They have super popularity with their people. Not give them their food. What I thought was worse, and I don't know how much of this is true, but it has been reported enough that it seems to be true, that when these people went to get their food, I guess they fucking started protesting against the Israeli and throwing rocks at their tanks and shit. They killed a whole bunch of people, bro,
yeah.
That are going there to get food.
I'm not trusting anything I hear from any news source from there because, bro, you see people on Twitter.
Yeah, could be true, could be not.
Just posting pictures and photos and videos with no corroboration, like you don't know what this is, or what you're like, oh, this is a child getting killed, like you know. But the bottom line is, like, they are killing a bunch of like the Palestinians, but like the Palestinians are still holding hostages. It's like,
that's their ticket to negotiate.
So my thing is, you know, this is one thing where like we can, like, you know, the United States is getting involved. They've chosen the side. They're giving billions of dollars to the Israelis. And my thing is, like, why are we choosing the side in this? These are, I know Israel's an ally. Okay, but their actions here are kind of reprehensible. So are the Palestinians. This is one of those things where, like, you should say, like, we need to just let them fight it out.
The United States is like any fucking normal human being. If your best friend is fucking up, it's hard for you to really tell them something the way you would speak to somebody maybe you don't know or you don't like. Right. You know what I'm saying? And Israel and America are like this in so many respects, you know? The huge dysphoria that there is here, the relations from the beginning, all the immigration from the beginning, the banking system, the movie system, the fucking secret agency between both sides. I mean, there's so many things going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you deep
dive, we have a long-standing friendship with them, which we don't with the Palestinians.
Right.
You know, and they're getting destroyed, and we're kind of turning a blind eye, and we're looking bad worldwide, especially with the Arabs. And we're wrong in this.
It's a very weird friendship, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, like, bro, we know, like, I have Jewish friends, right? But it's, like, fascinating when I looked and saw how many, like, political leaders, cultural leaders, people in entertainment industry and stuff. The amount of Jewish Americans that are also dual citizens of Israel was, like, just completely blew me away. Like, wow, all these people are, like, really, like, dual citizenship. But they, like, a lot of people, the CDC, entertainment, just like across the spectrum, there's so many like have dual citizenship with Israel. It's like, dude, like, do you have dual citizenship with Cuba, Or like, do I have dual citizenship with Italy? Or like, you know, it's weird how Israel is like one of the lone countries where there's so much like dual citizenship. That, and then that's why they care so much, like they're so invested in. That's why you see it on social media every day. It's like, you know, honestly, it's very weird to me. I don't know why they get a lot of hate. Like Israelis and Jewish people get ultra hate throughout the world. And it's like, you know, do you wonder, it's like, well, wow, a lot of these people that are getting the hate, like, you know, they're Americans, but they have dual citizenship with Israel. That's kind of weird. You know, like to be invested in that and stuff. So I don't know. It's like,
it's funny to me how things have turned.
Yeah.
It's turned from in the late 30s and early 40s until the mid 40s, whatever. We were fighting a war, you know, because the Jews are being persecuted and almost exterminated. And now today, right. Americans, a large number of them, are against the Jews now. No. Exactly. We're not supporting them anymore.
We've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
We all know it to be true. Racism just part of our DNA.
Yeah.
Whether it was the Italian or they used to hang Italians. I couldn't believe it when I read that. I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know, the Irish got it.
Irish were slaves. Irish were slaves.
Slaves, Chinese, the Latinos, the Indians. Yeah. That's how we roll, bro.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's probably the best melting pot in the world, you know?
Yeah.
With like all our problems.
The United States is like a melting pot of society. We took all of these cultures, which have racial
feeling experiment
each other over the years, and we've kind of like got them all living together with the, you know, let's face a fact, the United States is a great cultural experiment. We're like one of the most integrated societies in America. We're gonna have, and of course, because you look at the rest of the world, we're still having problems with it, you know, but compared
we've
to
the way better
States, we're really good. Yeah, exactly. You know, bro, like
from where we were to where we are, we've gotten way better.
You teach, it's funny because like if you ask like a typical high schooler, okay, like in racism across the world, where does the United States rank? Okay, and people probably say, oh, we got to be one of the worst.
They're the worst.
Like, yeah. But we're like the 12th best, like global, like for integration, because like, and this is the question that they ask people: how comfortable are you with somebody of another race already living next door to you? And our country is like out of 192 countries. We answer that question, the 12th best. We are very accommodating to have other races live right next to us and like live in our neighborhood. You know, and I don't think that's being. You would think like the way you hear social media and the news, the opposite is being taught to us than the actual reality that exists. You know, and
I just looked up this. It's worldpopulationreview.com, least racist countries 2024 DI. And actually, this chart ranks the U.S. all the way down at 73rd. We're 73rd out of 87.
Okay, but how do they...
Out of 87? There's over 150 countries.
They list 87 countries.
I saw... it's like, how were they ranking, like, based on that? Because the study that I saw was how they asked a specific question. Are you willing? How willing are you to have somebody of a different race live at this?
Dude, I've been to enough countries to tell you that we're probably the best that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Okay. Way more.
Show me another country that's better.
What's number one?
New Zealand, Canada, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, Denmark, Belgium, Finland, Ireland.
What countries? think about that. Like
they got this. They got this from the World Value Survey. Okay, and it asked respondents dozens of questions, including one that asked respondents to identify types of people they would not want as neighbors. The more people of a particular country responded, they would be happy to have a neighbor of a different race, the more racially tolerant the respondents' country would be considered. So this is from polling citizens of each country.
I guess. Bet you they don't have the immigration we have.
Right. You gotta be kidding me. But bro, you named like all those ultra white, like the white population of all those countries is like super high. And like, you're asking them like, come on, that's completely not, you know, that's absurd.
Yeah. I don't buy what I was, but I'm just saying this is what this report said.
All right. Yo, there's been talks, K100 talks. If you got any questions or comments on what we just opined on, hit us up at K100questions@gmail.com.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun.
The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit Betty's.com. That's Beddys.com.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.